All right, today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Ashley and the one, the only, Mr. Garth Brooks. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We are doing awesome. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing good, man. I can't tell you how excited we are to get back up there. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, so major concert announcement. We announced this last week. Garth Brooks is bringing his world tour to the Bradley Center in Milwaukee. This is going to be Friday, September 25th and Saturday, September 26th. And this is your first appearance in Milwaukee doing this world tour. So thank you so much for coming to Wisconsin.
Oh, this is fantastic. You know, it's the same guys. It's what I love. You look over, you see Jimmy Mattingly playing fiddle, who played last time we were there, and Palmer's on drums, Dan, all these guys, and they all remember Milwaukee. We all do. This place was so much fun last time, so we're banking on it being the same, if not louder and better this time.
You know, what I'm amazed at is the Bucks are getting a new arena, the Bradley Center, and the Bradley Center's not good enough for the Bucks, but good enough for Garth Brooks.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
So earlier this year on Mother's Day, actually, you were here in Wisconsin. We saw you on the news serenading a mom while you were here. What is your favorite part about coming to the great state of Wisconsin?
I got to tell you, man, this is where the kind of a weird thing happened, and Milwaukee will always be in my heart for this. It was a wave that happened just solely off of a look. And I looked over to the right side of the crowd, and they just stood up. And it's like, well, that's crazy. And so I looked over to the left, and they stood up. And then you just started kind of quietly turning, and the whole place just started the wave off of a look. And I'll remember that the rest of my life. Anybody that I ever talked to in radio that's anywhere from up there, I tell them this story, and that's just kind of a small snippet of what we hope we're in for when we come back.
You know, I'm not a Star Wars fan, but it turns out Garth Brooks has the Force.
I tell you what, everybody in Milwaukee has the Force when you come there as an artist. And, you know, Milwaukee kind of gets this rap when you go, oh, really, country music, Milwaukee? You bet your butt, man. They have a great time up there, and they know their country music.
Well, Garth, we asked some of our listeners if they would like to ask you a question and what they would want to ask you. And Jody, our listeners, voted in that she had the best question to ask via the phone. And then we picked a text. So I'm going to play you Jody's phone call. This is what Jody had to ask you.
So if you could go camping for one night, who would you share a tent with that is not your wife?
Well, that's kind of a two-edged sword right there. Because I know Miss Yearwood will hear this, so I better pick wisely. I got to tell you, when people say if you have dinner with anybody or be with anybody, it's my mom. Oh. You guys know how much my mom meant to me and means to me, and she was with us last time we came through there on tour. So that would be the one. Just to hear her voice, it's gonna be great.
Well, if you took your mom camping, she'd probably make you start the fire, I'm assuming.
You know what? I'd do anything whatsoever. I mean, we would probably just sit in the dark and just talk the whole time just to catch up. But yeah, I mean that would be it. Any time I could spend with her, I would.
Garth Brooks is made of sugar and spice and everything nice.
Yes, he is. And 9447 texted in, and we picked this question. We hand-plucked this one. Who have you met that made Garth Brooks starstruck?
Oh, well, guys, I got to tell you, and it's a curse. The guy, I love him to death, but he dreads any time I'm coming around him. It's straight. Like, every time I see King George, I turn into this 14-year-old girl. I just love him, man. I wear him out. I ask him all kinds of questions and everything. He's the guy that was, you know, who I grew up on. So I love that guy.
George Strait. Okay, there it is. Thank you so much. Have you ever have you guys ever performed together, like in at an award show or anything?
Yeah, we got to do a tribute to Dick Clark when Dick passed away. So I'm sitting there. I get to do the dance, and then here comes the King with the Cowboy Rides Away.
Wow.
And it was pretty cool. The chorus came up, and here I am singing harmony with King, and it was big for me. That was fun.
Get a little nervous, your voice fluctuating a little bit while you're
guys, I was scared to death. I mean, scared to death the whole time. But he made it great, and he knew I was scared, but he was nice.
Well, Garth, we're so excited that you are going to be coming to Wisconsin. Thank you so much for making Milwaukee on your tour stops. And tickets go on sale today, Friday, August 28th at 10 a.m. online, or you can call. Definitely go to Ticketmaster, and you can get your Garth tickets. And I went and saw you in Chicago. The best concert I've ever seen, hands down. You were amazing.
Oh, very sweet. Yes. Very sweet. Hopefully we've got some stuff down now. That was the first city.
I mean, you got more energy than a 18-year-old boy. I don't know how you do it.
Out there working it.
It's great. And again, man, feel very grateful that the gratitude is over the top of getting to do this at this level this late in the career. So thank you guys so much. Can't wait to see you. I want to hug your neck and see you then.
I'm sure there's a lot of ladies that would like to do more. I saw the text coming through.
We have a couple of marriage proposals here in Wisconsin waiting for you. So tell Trish to keep a strong hold on to you.
Thank you, right, Garth.
You have a great morning. Thank you for everything.
Thank you very much. Bye.